Twice a year, a six-mile stretch of the Cuyahoga River is dredged, clearing sludge from the bottom of the river in order for ships to pass. Now, the Cuyahoga is a critical shipping route in the U.S., carrying raw materials to Ohio factories and their finished products back to the port of Cleveland on Lake Erie, and then up to the Great Lakes and out to the Atlantic, and then to the rest of the world. And when the Cuyahoga gets dredged, there's enough sediment to fill about 22,000 dump trucks. The sludge used to go into Lake Erie, but Ohio Governor John Kasich says that kind of dumping will be banned by 2020. So now there are some alternative ideas about what to do with all the muck. Brian Bull from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland reports.
Outside the ArcelorMittal steel plant in Cleveland, a crane dumps a murky gray soup onto a barge parked on the Cuyahoga. To most people, this cocktail scraped off the bottom of the river is sludge. But to Jason Ziss,
this is good material. This is real nice stuff.
Ziss is the business development director for Kurtz Brothers, a Cleveland area construction material company. The Port of Cleveland hired Kurtz Brothers to store sludge in what's called a containment disposal facility. Their CDF near the shore of Lake Erie looks like a 34-acre holding tank of ponds and lagoons. Geese roam the site. Pumps filter out the water.
We just want to keep moving the water, keep drying this material out, get it to be into a workable form, and then start processing it and putting it into reuse applications or disposing of it on site for permanent disposal.
At the end of the process, superfine silt that's contaminated with decades of toxic chemicals like PCBs will be stored here indefinitely. But the dried out gravelly stuff, about 50-70% of the gathered sediment, can be mixed with concrete or used as filler in landscaping and construction.
That looks like, there you go. I'll push it down.
Will Friedman, president of the Port Authority, keeps a jar of dredged and dried sediment in his office. He says this batch came from a stretch of the Cuyahoga River upstream of the contaminated industrial area. He says it's been used to cap a brownfield site and mark a nature trail.
There's a misconception that what comes up out of the river is sort of glowing sludge. That's not the case. It actually just looks like sand and gravel.
But so far, demand for this repurposed sediment has been modest. Jason Ziss from Kurtz Brothers says that may be the case for some time.
As we learn how to process and manage sediment more efficiently, we hope to then, increase our bottom line. But right now, it's slim, if any.
There are still possibilities with dredged river muck across the region, though, says Ohio EPA spokeswoman Heidi Griesmer.
I've heard the phrase, the best farmland in Ohio is on the bottom of Lake Erie, because the sediment that is dredged out of the Maumee River is so nutrient rich that it may be able to be used on farm fields in place of manure or other things.
Griesmer says the state is funding $10 million in pilot projects across Ohio to fire up interest in dredged sediment, which means when dredging starts again this fall, some of that material could end up, well, just about anywhere. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.